Nikki, N-I-K-I, West, W-E-S-T, to complain for cheap. Miss West is a 50-year-old woman, married, has three children. She had her last period 29 years ago after she had a complete hysterectomy. Never had any hormonal replacement, has gone through a lot of ups and downs with postmenopausal type symptoms, period. In the paragraph, she came in last week because of tiredness. She had a normal blood work done, including TSH, kidney function, liver function, monospot, and H. pylori, period. She also is complaining of leg pain, arm pain, dizziness, back pain, abdominal pain, nausea, and just not feeling well. Since she had COVID a year ago, her COVID was rather severe. She had bilateral pneumonia and was almost hospitalized, period. Patient is concerned about possibility of organ damage due to COVID. Medical problems, hypertension, asthma, gastroesophageal reflux. Her asthma is well controlled, not taking any medication for it. Medication like Fenapril, 20 milligrams a day, over-the-counter medication for GERD, H. pylori, was recently negative in big letters. Surgery, total hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, C-section, social, married, 29 years, married for 30 years, three children, has been teaching for 29 years, has been teaching for almost 30 years, and she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she doesn't use any drugs, she has three children. Review of system as above, family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom is alive with heart disease, no breast cancer reported, mammogram a year ago, colonoscopy 3 years ago, under maintenance exam. Her weight's up 20 pounds since last year. She does about 4 to 6 runs. She runs about 4 to 6 miles a week. She used to run 6 or 7 miles a week, but can't do that anymore because post-COVID. 174 pounds, nevertheless, 99%, 98.4, 16, 65, 130 over 84. Heart positive, small positive to lungs, feel bronchi abdomen, soft TMs or clear skin, feel the rash around the coast with lesion. Lower extremity does show a trace edema. On her echocardiogram, she has a good ejection fraction, no sign of cardiomyopathy, right ventricle is within normal limits, no symptoms of sleep apnea reported, which one must consider in face of fatigue. Number two, with the family history of stroke, and the tiredness and dizziness, we looked at her carotid artery, which was wide open. There was no evidence of obstruction. Number four, we looked at her abdomen. She doesn't have a gallbladder, but the rest of the abdominal ultrasound was within normal limits. Very little fatty liver noted. Number four, we looked for lymphadenopathy with history of long COVID. None was found in the neck or the groin region. Number five, because of the vague leg pain, arm pain, we looked at her arteries. Arterial and a Doppler studies of her extremities, which were all within normal limits. Numbers. Next number, her thyroid looked good on the ultrasound, as well as her TSH was normal. Next number, we talked about bioidentical hormones because some of her symptoms are very much consistent with postmenopausal syndrome, even though her hysterectomy was years ago, period. New paragraph. We will get blood work regarding estrogen, progesterone, estradiol, and testosterone level. Next number, she's very agreeable to doing bioidentical hormones. Next number, one must also consider sleep study with her history, with her symptoms, but that's a low possibility at this time. Next number, we have to consider long COVID, which would be nutritional support, vitamin therapy. By the way, her vitamin D is within normal limits, zinc, vitamin C, and exercise, and weighting. Hopefully symptoms will improve, but nevertheless we'll address other issues above. I'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. She's in agreement with my plans. Thank you.